Nolte, CNN poll shows Trump crushing Biden in battleground states. By John Nolte on May 13, 2020. A CNN poll of 15 crucial battleground states shows President Trump crushing Joe Biden by 7 full points, 52-45%. The poll covered the expected swing states of Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. In its national poll, the fake news outlet shows Burisma Biden beating Trump 51-46%, but the presidency is not a national race, it is a race in each of the 50 states. Earlier this week, CNN was forced to publish another bad news poll. If you are CNN, a poll that showed Trump tying his highest approval number ever, 45%, in a CNN poll. This must have been absolutely devastating for KNLAW. For that shameless gang of far-left propagandists who have spent the last 6 weeks accusing Trump of murdering 80,000 Americans with the coronavirus. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Biden has slipped nationally over the past few weeks as the increasingly credible allegation he sexually assaulted his former Senate aide, Tara Reid, has broken through the corrupt media's blockade on the story. 2 months ago, Biden sat at a healthy 51% compared to Trump's 44%. Today, Biden has slipped to 47%, with Trump at 43%. Meanwhile, Trump's job approval rating, despite a relentless pounding by the fake news media, sits at a pretty healthy 45% in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls and is on the upswing. CNN conducted its poll between May 7 to 10 with 1,112 adults, including 1,001 registered voters and 583 voters in those 15 battleground states. The margin of error is 3.7 points. The national CNN poll also shows Trump beating Biden with independents, 50-46%. Women choose Biden over Trump 55-41%. Minorities choose Biden over Trump 69-26%. Trump does top Biden with men, 50-46%, and with white voters, 55-43%. Oddly, the poll also shows Biden has a wider lead, 6 points, with older voters, those 45 years old and up, than the former vice president does with young voters, a 3-point margin, or 49-46%. CNN has some bad news for Biden when it comes to the youth vote. Though other recent polling has shown some signs of concern for Biden among younger voters and strength among older ones, few have pegged the race as this close among younger voters, CNN writes. The results suggest that younger voters in the battleground states are tilted in favor of Trump, a stark change from the last CNN poll in which battleground voters were analyzed in March. Is it possible younger voters, which Democrats normally carry by wide margins, are shifting to Trump? If so, that could be the Bernie factor. Younger voters preferred Bernie Sanders over Joe Biden. And many Bernie voters feel burned by the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party over their guy losing the nomination, especially after it looked like he had it in the bag after winning the first three primary states. The best news for Trump in this poll almost certainly comes from how voters feel about economic stewardship. Now that these lockdowns have flattened the economy, voters are going to want to see things resurrected. And when it comes to the economy, by a wide margin of 54-42%, voters choose Trump. On handling the coronavirus, Biden tops Trump 51-45%. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.